Next item. Sorry, Carl.
99.
Are you ready? Yeah, 994, please.
Temporarily exclude overwater structures from stormwater management charges and provide for refunds.
So, Mayor, Janice, why don't you come up and join us at the dais? And, Carla, we have a letter, if you could hand that out. It's a letter from Mr. Schmidt that we received. I want to make sure that that's made officially part of the record, and then my colleagues all have a copy. Colleagues, this ordinance would apply to a small subset of environmental services customers, about 50 residential and commercial accounts, that have overwater impervious structures such as floating homes or commercial docks. This ordinance would temporarily halt a portion of the stormwater charges and provide reimbursement of prior charges for up to 5 years. This is an interim step that responds to feedback and conversations we've had with members of the community. The temporary step would be in place as Environmental Services undertakes a comprehensive rate study that the Bureau has long planned and that will examine how other cities charge for stormwater services and proposes the best methodology for this city. Excuse me. We're joined today by Jonas Beery, a Business Operations Manager, Mike Jordan, Bureau Director, both on the Bureau of Environmental Services, and Janice Thompson from the Oregon Citizen Utility Board. And the letter that you have from the Waterfront Organizations of Oregon is from Mr. Schmidt, who has been sort of the point person that we've been negotiating with. And in his letter, he says that he embraces and accepts and endorses the settlement and urges that appeals be withdrawn based on this proposed settlement. So thank you, Mr. Schmidt, for submitting that letter. Mike, why don't you take it away?
Thank you, Commissioner, Mr. Mayor, members of the Council. For the record, my name is Mike Jordan. I'm the Director of the Bureau of Environmental Services. And given the hour, I'm going to cede my comments to Jonas Beery and let him give you the details. And I'm certainly here to answer any questions you may have. Thanks,
Mike. Great. Thanks, Mike. For the record, Jonas Beery, Business Services Manager, and I will also abbreviate my comments as much as I can. Just to reiterate what the Commissioner said in his introduction, just kind of a brief reminder of how we got here. Stormwater charges are based on impervious area. An Administrative Review Committee meeting in 2017 identified a city code inconsistency related to the definition of impervious area. We, BES, floated a code change idea in January 2018, received significant feedback on that proposed idea. So we paused that, undertook a number of community meetings and outreach with impacted property owners.
Jonas, just we have to note for the record, you said we floated an idea, so no pun intended.
Correct. Good observation, Commissioner. Fantastic. we recognize that there is certainly some confusion, valid confusion about the history of those charges, specifically among properties within drainage districts and those within overwater structures. So we use that community input to develop a better proposed solution. So what's in front of you today is not a change to city code. It's an exemption to stormwater charges for properties that include overwater impervious area. As the Commissioner stated, it halts charges and provides reimbursement of prior charges. It is an interim solution until we can complete a comprehensive rate study, and I'll mention that again in a minute. I want to note that impervious area that is not overwater will still continue to be charged. That's not included in this exemption. What are the impacts? This is reflected in the impact statement. As the Commissioner stated, applies to a small subset of customers, approximately 25 commercial industrial customers and 23 multifamily residential accounts, and those represent about 600 individual residences. The total dollar impact is a reduction of approximately $260,000 in ongoing revenues to the Bureau, plus the value of the reimbursement, which is about $600,000. I want to mention the rate study. You're going to hear more about this in the coming months. We're in the early stages of scoping for a RFP. We're aiming to have that on the street this fall and have recommendations in approximately 18 months. It'll be a comprehensive rate study covering a lot of ground, but stormwater allocation and stormwater methodology will be a major component of that study. And want to flag there will be multiple opportunities for stakeholder input both during that study and after the study before Council directs action for the Bureau to implement any recommendations in that study. And that's where I'll stop.
Thank you. And I'll recognize Janice Thompson, who is a representative of the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon, one of our two regulatory bodies. Thank you for joining us today.
Janice Thompson, Oregon Cub. So my focus today is rate comprehensive rate study angle. This is a topic that I first started talking with the Bureau about in 2015. I think my first written memo dates from the beginning of 2016, highlighting the need to figure out a good timing, strategic timing to update there's a handful of studies, but that encompass a comprehensive rate review. My starting point was not necessarily just because, the previous studies were old, that they were problematic, but it seemed clear that as time went on and the Bureau took a look at them, that updates was necessary, particularly since development patterns have shifted in the city. And there's just, in the 15 to 20 years since some of these studies date back to, there have been really significant shifts in kind of just the technology and tools related to stormwater management. But it was really important to me for the Bureau to hit kind of the strategic sweet spot, because parallel to this thinking what has been CUB's support of stormwater system planning, and that will be an ongoing process, but that work needed to get to a critical mass such that information that could really meaningfully inform interact with the rate study. So it had looked like the comprehensive rate study maybe was going to kind of get launched in this current budget year. In my May memo before this group, I said if it doesn't start, it needs to start in the following year. And so this issue, I think, has nudged this forward a little bit, and so I wanted to be clear of that history and CUB support. In terms of the specific topic, that is nudging the rate study, it is very appropriate to have that nudge come in this way. However, I want to be really clear that CUB's position should not be construed as supporting a permanent exemption of the facilities that are also the topic of this resolution, particularly since there is scientific research that indicates that water quality off of just roof runoff exceeds surface water quality standards. So it's a temporary exemptions, and I think I'm looking forward to the work that the Bureau is launching on with the comprehensive rate study, because I think it'll inform how to think about this particular issue and actually several other issues. So that's the context I wanted to provide.
Thank you for the nudge. Thank you. That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Carla, is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work and for the input from both CUB and from the homeowners associations. Aye.
Fish?
I want to thank my team, the Bureau leadership, Todd Lofgren, Jamie Dumphy, and others. This is an example where a group of key stakeholders came forward, made an impassioned case around their view of how we should set our rates. The Bureau listened, engaged, had some frank conversations over time, and we've now reached this accommodation. And I want to especially thank Mr. Schmidt for doing the follow-up letter. It is increasingly the case that sort of those courtesies are ignored in our process before this body. But when a key stakeholder takes the time to write a letter saying, I'm satisfied with the results, compliments the staff and the way that they engage the community, and then lays out a path forward, it makes our job easier. So, Mr. Schmidt, thank you for that and for your courtesies. And we look forward to launching and this more comprehensive analysis with the community and seeing where we land. But I think this is a reasonable solution and compromise to an issue that has vexed us for a little while, and hopefully in the next round we'll get it right. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this was a very complicated issue, and I want to thank you for your testimony and your hard work on a resolution. And I want to thank you, Commissioner Fish, for sticking to this and pushing this through and bringing it here to the council. I think this is a great resolution. I vote aye, and the ordinance is adopted. Last item.